Now, there's certain things here that we need to call attention to. Some of them we've had before and some we have not. Verse 13, the wings of these cherubims spread themselves forth 20 cubits, and they stood on their feet, and their faces were inward. Now, these were the cherubims that looked down on the mercy seat. Now, you will recall that back in the tabernacle, when Moses was given the instructions that no measurement was given at all. This speaks of deity. You can't measure it. This is something you can't put on a slide ruler. Therefore, what we have here is something I think that's rather impressive, that the cherubims now must have been much larger than they were in the tabernacle. And of course, they were. But even with the measurements given, there is a sense and a note of deterioration. And that is, they're attempting now to measure deity. That cannot be done. Now we have our attention called to some things that were not in the instructions given back in Kings. Now again, I call your attention to this. It's important. We're seeing God's viewpoint. Now what is it that God called attention to here that in the human account we did not have the record given? Well, we have here the beauty of the veil given. Notice verse 14. And he made the veil of blue and purple and crimson and fine linen and wrought cherubims thereon. Now, the veil was a thing of beauty. It was said that by the time of our Lord that it was about 3 inches thick. It was changed every year. And that wild horses were tied to one of them that had been taken down on one occasion, and they could not tear it. They could not rip it at all. It was actually a thing of beauty. And the veil speaks of the humanity of Christ. God calls attention to that. This is something he calls attention to. Now, that veil speaks of the humanity of Christ when Christ was crucified. The veil in the temple was rent in twain. Now, this is long before he came to this earth. This is the Lord saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased." Now, notice something else that we have here, I think that we should call attention to, and that's the pillars. Now, here in verse 15, "And also he made before the house 2 pillars of 35 cubits high, and the chapter that was on the top of each of them was 5 cubits. Now, this meant that these pillars went up very high, and that is something that this model is taken into account. And these pillars are very high as to the size of the building. Almost seems out of proportion, by the way. Now, these pillars speak of strength and beauty, and God calls attention to that. Those are two things that man thinks that he attains, strength and beauty. We are a great nation, and yet we can't maintain law and order. Artists are supposed to go for things of beauty, have an eye for beauty. Well, have you looked at modern art? Well, my daughter majored in that, and she took me to a display of the works. It was not what you would call, I suppose, a show or anything like that. But she just took me through the classroom to show what they were doing. And she'd say, "Dad, isn't that beautiful?" Well, I tell you, I didn't want to misrepresent how I felt. But I couldn't say it was beautiful. I could say, "My, I haven't seen anything like that." And I want to tell you I hadn't. Now, God is interested in strength and beauty. Those are very impressive.